and the and soldier and poet.
Yes, tell this to all the world.
Hello and welcome to the Pod Sounds Cool podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your podcast and gets into the lifestyle and struggles of podcasters. This is your host, Veronica, and here with me is my sidekick, Pain in the Ribs.
Hey guys.
Studio Steve.
How's it going?
I am the social media branding and content strategies for the Pod Sound School.
And I'm the creative director and the producer. And we're here to help you with all the tools and tips and tricks you need to make something huge with your podcast.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Apple Podcasts and the frustrations, some of the frustrations that we have with Apple Podcasts as podcast coaches and podcast producers, and also from our clients and students. We're going to be venting.
Yeah, we're venting and we're sticking it to the man.
Yes.
Because Apple is the man, right?
Yeah. And if somebody from Apple is listening, please get a hold of us.
Yeah, get a hold of us.
We'll be happy to give you feedback.
We'll give you feedback. we love Apple.
Yes.
But we have some frustrations.
Yeah. Don't you guys agree that Apple Podcasts is just not very nice to indie podcasters?
Yeah, they don't really care, right? It doesn't seem like they care.
It looks like, it feels like they don't care about small creators.
About the small creators or setting up anything on the directories that helps the small creators get their podcast noticed. And that's kind of what we're going to cover.
Yeah, that's what we're going to cover.
Okay, so first I thought it was cool. You were going to kind of share some stats that you found from this really cool article. The article is Small Biz with Two Z's Genius.net. It is a really cool article.
So they compile a series of stats from different surveys and different studies that they've done in the past 2 years. And this is what we found. This is so interesting. I'm a sucker for this data. So it says that the most successful podcast episode had around 50,000 downloads in only 30 days. Maybe it's Joe Rogan.
Yeah, or Serial or something like that.
Or Serial or something like that. An episode with 9,000 downloads earns a place in the top 5% of podcasts.
Okay, and wait. So if we unpack that a little bit, that means in 30 days, if you get 9,000 downloads in a month for one episode,
then you're top 5%.
You're top 5%. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty elite class of people up there with 9,000 downloads, right? Okay.
Yes. And if you have 3,400 downloads, that will put you in the top 10%.
Okay, 3,400.
The average podcast racks up 141 downloads in the first 30 days.
The first 30 days of releasing the episode.
Of releasing the episode. And we've seen this on clients and students
That's about average.
That's above average.
I would say like 100 is average. What about you listening, and how many downloads do you get? Let us know. Hit us up on social media at Pod Sound School. You can find us on YouTube where we do these podcasts live. In fact, we're doing this live right now on YouTube. And let us know about your frustrations with Apple and how many downloads. Share some of your stats with us, because we're always hungry for those stats.
Yeah. So even though 150 downloads, 200 downloads per episode doesn't sound very impressive, you have a solid 150 people downloading your podcast.
Yeah, you could easily say 100 strong. 100 downloading your podcast.
Downloading your podcast is not a lot when it comes to opportunities to bring sponsorships or have ads on your podcast or making money or revenue from your podcast episodes. But just have in mind that it's a number of people. Like, how often do you host something for 100 people?
Yeah. It's crazy. If you stuffed 100 people into a room, I mean, it's really crazy. But the thing is, those 100 people typically aren't very engaging. Like on YouTube, we have a place where we can comment. We can directly talk with our audience. But on the podcast directories, it's just like, hey, leave a comment or leave a review for my show on Apple Podcasts, right? And so it feels like we're producing our podcast at crickets, even though there's 100 people.
Yes. So that leads us to our first frustration.
Point number one.
Point number one.
Wait, hold on. Let me go back with that.
Frustration number one.
No algorithm in place that works to help indie podcasters.
We're frustrated as heck.
There's no algorithm. Algorithm's one of those words lately, like organic, right? It's fancy and you say it like, oh.
Are you making the algorithm happy?
But I think what we mean by algorithm is just that it will help podcasters' content to be suggested.
To be suggested.
And to be searchable.
Mm-hmm. Searchable and optimized.
And so there's more statistics on the same article. Is 144 million Americans listen to podcasts, and that's kind of pretty recent statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put that another way, that's 51% of the U.S. population older than 12 years old mm-hmm. who've listened to a podcast at least once. Mm-hmm. In comparison with 2018, it was 20 million.
20 million more Americans. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So there's really a disconnection happening.
So there are a lot of listeners, yeah. right? It's 144 million Americans, 51% of the U.S. population listens to podcasts. So why the heck?
Why do we only have 100?
I have only 150 downloads.
Yeah, and what can I do to make my mm-hmm. podcast rank on Apple Podcasts? And then there are also podcasts. There's a ton of people that are constantly looking. I was on Twitter today. We made a little video about it that we shared mm-hmm. where every day I get on Twitter and I see hundreds of people asking for podcast suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you the disconnection right there.
Yeah.
It's like people want to discover new podcasts, but the podcast directories, and especially the big one, Apple, mm-hmm. is the one that isn't really doing anything to help the indie creator stand out more.
Yeah, you can see that there's a disconnection between the number of podcast listeners growing mm-hmm. and the indie podcasters struggling so much to find their audiences and to grow their listenership. So where are all these people going? Well, all those people are finding podcasts on the major new and noteworthy list,
uh-huh.
on the popularity.
That's a hard word.
Popularity lists mm-hmm. on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And the podcast platforms don't have an algorithm that can suggest indie podcasts to people who would be interested in those kind of shows.
Yeah, so when
it has nothing to do, like with podcasting, you don't need to invest a lot of money to have a well-produced podcast. And if you're talented and you're, you know, you have all these talents and skills and your content is great, then why is it that my podcast cannot be suggested to people that would be interested in my podcast and my subjects?
And why do you have to work so hard? Why do you have to get off the podcast players,
mm-hmm.
find people on social media who are inside of a whole nother algorithm, and then try to get them off of that social media platform and bring them to the podcast player?
Yeah, that's why we feel so passionate about getting mm-hmm. podcasters to start podcasting on YouTube. Because they are discovered within the platform if they optimize their videos, if they optimize their content on YouTube, then mm-hmm. they can be found within the platform.
Yeah.
They don't have to go anywhere else.
And it seems like the technology is absolutely there. It's everywhere else. It's definitely the popular thing is this idea of understanding what people want to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And we were joking about it before we were recording that it's our phone. It's our Apple. It knows everything about us. Mm-hmm. It should be able to tell us what podcast episode we want to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's where if you compare like Apple Podcasts to TikTok or YouTube or
Netflix
or anything, right? They have this algorithm that after a while learns what you like, and it starts suggesting podcasts to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it has a way that you can search out things or search out podcast episodes by any kind of imaginable question you could ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a gardening or how to improve my gardening or how to improve my golf swing or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. So we're constantly finding people on Instagram and Twitter looking to for a new podcast to listen to.
Uh-huh.
And we also within the same feed, we find podcasters promoting their podcast. There's a missing link. There's a connection that is missing. And that's to have a robust algorithm within the podcast directories, within Apple that can make that connection.
Yeah, and
without making it like such an uphill battle.
And I think that will be in place. And I think we're going to see all sorts of crazy things happening in the technology mm-hmm. of podcasting in the next few years. Who knows what's going to wind up happening with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we really ought to think about getting our content onto other platforms that do help or have a system in place to help independent creators and not just huge networks.
And Spotify is trying. I get suggested podcasts all the time mm-hmm. on my account. But the problem with that is that Spotify is only responsible for 40% of podcast listens.
In America. In the United States.
In the United States.
And that's always going to be like that probably. Mm-hmm. And I think that is Apple's attitude is, hey,
we're Apple.
You mm-hmm. know, like we don't care. And it's because in wealthier countries you know, relatively wealthier countries where most people have iPhones instead of Android phones, the Apple podcast app comes installed mm-hmm. on the phone. That's where people are going to go for their podcasts. And so that's why they don't really have to care.
Mm-hmm.
I do think they will start caring though. Yeah. So Spotify's trying, they're starting their algorithm. They're actually opening up their API to developers. And so there's going to be other developers helping with that problem over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it doesn't exist. So we should be putting our efforts towards something that can actually bring more listeners and more viewers to our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then finally on this topic, or on this complaint, is that if the algorithm was in place, your old episodes don't just disappear. Like,
oh, yeah.
They could actually become real estate. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, how to improve my golf swing. Maybe you did an episode 2 years ago about that.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, for some reason, a whole surge of people are searching for that. And that episode takes off.
Mm-hmm.
And now this episode that you put a lot of work into 2 years ago is still a nice piece of real estate, still an asset that you created for you and for your brand that has a fighting chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we strongly recommend this to our clients, to our students, to people in our community to start podcasting on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
to incorporate a video into your workflow so you can post those videos onto YouTube mm-hmm. and you can optimize those videos for search. And that way your audience will be able to find you because the YouTube algorithm is so robust
mm-hmm.
and it's been like improving and in a way that the growth that we have experienced is
it's been crazy.
It's yeah. Crazy.
And with other podcasters too uh-huh. that, you know, who have just worked so tirelessly to get their podcast mm-hmm. off the ground and then they start podcasting on YouTube. And the numbers that come in, the exposure that they get, it's crazy. And they realize after they got over their fears or whatever it was that made them mm-hmm. not want to be in front of a camera or be on YouTube for their podcast, that they, you know, they had a knack for it and that it's really not much different than podcasting yeah. was, right?
I know. And if you're interested to start podcasting on YouTube, we put a guide to help you with this. Mm-hmm. It's called
From Podcast to Video Starter Guide.
From Podcast to Video Starter Guide. And mm-hmm. in that guide, we talked about the equipment you're going to need, yep. the videos you can make, how to optimize your videos, and all of the things that you will need to start podcasting on YouTube. So make sure that you download your guide.
Yeah, and we'll leave the link for that right where you are listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Or for YouTube people, we'll leave it right here where we're watching this episode. And then we can continue with our second big point.
Frustration number two.
No straightforward guidelines to get featured.
It's all a mystery.
It's all a mystery.
Yeah, so there's no guidelines from Apple. Again, we're roasting you, Apple, and please talk to us.
So one of the podcasts that we produced made it to the new and noteworthy.
Actually, two of them did.
Oh, two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our podcast.
The Pod Sounds Cool, yeah.
And the first podcast, the second podcast that we produced made it to the new and noteworthy.
And that was huge.
And we didn't know how.
You don't know what the new and noteworthy is on Apple Podcasts. There's this featured section right at the top and it's this sought after section. How do I get my podcast up there? And some people do just randomly get chosen to be put up there. And that mm-hmm. has to do with the editorial department's decisions. But what it really has to do with is what Veronica's frustration is. And that's like, they don't tell you how it works.
Yeah, they don't tell you what criteria they use.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are podcast coaches, we have to dig really, really deep in order for us to find a way for our clients and students to submit their podcast to be considered to be on one of the new and noteworthy lists
mm-hmm.
on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and it's always a guessing game and you just mm-hmm. kind of like throw a hook out, you cast your line and you're just hoping that Apple bites.
Yeah.
They tell you, we found this sort of
clunky
Airtable. And if you contact podcast support sometimes and you say, hey, I'm really interested in being featured. Sometimes mm-hmm. the people at podcast support will send you an Airtable form that we were able to get an Airtable form that we share with our clients. But I don't know if that Airtable form, what its purpose is, are mm-hmm. how often the people at the editorial team at Apple check it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has all these different questions and asks you when you would like your podcast to be mm-hmm. featured. And this form that they have is somewhat new and mm-hmm. it didn't exist in the time that we had our first podcast featured.
Yeah.
It used to be that you just contact Apple support and say, can you please pass this on to your editorial team?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good practice to do anyway. And most podcasters don't even realize you can do that. You can just contact Apple podcast support and say, hey, I have a really great show and it's about this. And we do have some information about that later. If you're interested, definitely contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, you can always DM us. Veronica's hanging out on Instagram at PodSoundSchool, and I'm on Twitter at PodSoundSchool. That's where we're very...
Yeah, so the frustration is that they don't really... And I think they tell you right in the form or when you contact them, they're not going to let you know if you'll be featured or not.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to watch the podcast directory to see if your podcast will be featured or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get a response. You don't know if they're even looking at your submission or at your application.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you just submit your information and then you pray that the Apple podcast gods or some or yeah. some kind soul will look at your podcast and at the information that they ask for. A lot of information. Mm-hmm. And we've done this for clients, and then it's just like, okay, well, yeah. Let's pray.
Yeah. And in case you're wondering, like a great podski I once knew, Robert, mm-hmm. what an Airtable form is, mm-hmm. an Airtable form is just basically empty fields. It's like a survey.
Yeah.
Where it just asks you questions.
It's like an Excel spreadsheet.
And what it does is it looks like a form to you, the person mm-hmm. filling it out, but the person who created the form gets it into an Excel worksheet or a mm-hmm. spreadsheet. Super helpful. And Airtable is really fun for making forms and things that you can send to people mm-hmm. to have them fill out. But you could also use Google Forms for this. Mm-hmm. So Google Forms is very similar to Airtable. So that is really the big frustration with number two.
Yeah, my frustration is that they are not very clear. They should have a place where they can tell you exactly what you need or how many uh-huh. downloads you will need for that first episode or for your trailer.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really advise you to have a trailer. It's just very confusing and yeah. not straightforward, not clear. You now, don't stand a chance, really.
To argue for Apple or to like kind of, you know, defend them on behalf mm-hmm. of Apple, I will say they do have a website that they've put together that has about 6 to 8 blog articles. It's super helpful to have to check out if you're a podcaster, and tells you some of the best practices, but it is very vague and it's not detailed enough. And also, you know, it's not like you can contact YouTube would be another rebuttal. I'm just rebuttaling from Apple's side.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like
you're playing the devil's advocate.
Yeah. It's not like you can contact YouTube and say, hey, will you consider my channel for a feature?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you can advertise on YouTube
mm-hmm.
and you can pay money to have your channel mm-hmm. Viewed or to.
And you can optimize your videos.
You can optimize your videos.
Give your content a chance.
And YouTube does put out press release information about how their algorithm works.
Mm-hmm.
It also provides a whole channel for their independent creators to teach them how to make their videos mm-hmm. rank more. And, you know, it does a lot of good stuff. Now, I do think, I'm hoping that Apple's moving in these kind of directions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, they can rebuttal, but they just get smashed right back down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Apple, you know, come back at us, Apple. I love it because it's just Apple. It's not a person.
No.
It's this entity. It's the man. So that's frustration number two. And I think we can just move right into.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Frustration number three.
Ooh.
I know it's pretty bad. What is frustration number three?
So this one is about sharing your podcast and creating a community within Apple Podcasts, and the way that they don't provide, how they don't provide a way for you as a podcaster to interact with your listeners.
So you would
that's
say
one
community
of my frustration.
Lack of community engagement.
Lack of community engagement.
Yeah.
And one of the things that got me talking about it is because if you have your podcast on Spotify, there's a way for you to share your episode, your newest episode, from Spotify directly to Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are using Instagram to promote your podcast, you have an account for your podcast and you're active on Instagram, this is a great way to share your podcast episode, because if you go to the share option on Spotify, then the podcast episode will be shared on Instagram stories directly. And there's a a link that you can tap on, and it will take you to, it takes you to the podcast episode, so people can listen to the podcast episode directly from Instagram
with
stories.
With just one click.
With just one click. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of unheard of for Instagram. If you don't have 10,000 followers on Instagram, the swipe up doesn't work for Instagram stories. There's not a lot of places you can send people from your Instagram stories. You can send them to IGTV or to your posts inside Instagram. But really, this is the only way that you can send people from your Instagram stories out of Instagram to Spotify to listen to that podcast episode. Mm-hmm. And Apple doesn't have this. It drives me nuts. You have to do all these workarounds for you to be able to send people to Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and it's pretty annoying, and that makes it extra hard to make people take that jump from wherever mm-hmm. it is they discover you to say, okay, you've discovered me on this social platform where there's already all this noise. Come mm-hmm. listen to my podcast. That's really difficult to do.
Yeah.
It's super difficult to do, and it's very frustrating, and it just makes it so that you really have to try so hard to compete on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. You do need a team. Mm-hmm. You have to be coming from a place of having a team, having an established business, having some capital, coming from a place of being a celebrity, having mm-hmm. a huge network to begin with, maybe a big YouTube channel, maybe a big Instagram. So that's crazy because mm-hmm. we're not influencers, most of us. That's not why we started podcasting. Maybe most of us don't even want to become influencers.
Yeah.
It would be nice, and it will be nice to see and to watch and to enjoy all the evolutions of the podcasting players, including Apple.
Including Apple.
We were hard on you, Apple, but it comes from a place of love.
Yeah.
And you know so much about us, you know, and we have you in our hand. You know, we help you. I mean, this is like a huge monthly expense for a lot of us, you know.
Okay, are you done? Because I have more to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm done.
So, and then the other way that it would be nice to be able to interact with your listeners is through the comments that they leave on your podcast episodes mm-hmm. or the reviews that they leave on your episodes. So as of right now, you don't really have a way to reply to those comments to create some engagement with your listeners there on the platform.
Yep.
So this is like so annoying. We compare it to YouTube and how every time somebody comments on our videos, how we get a notification and we go and like the comment, or if somebody's asking a question, then we have the opportunity to answer that question on the spot.
Think how powerful that is, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship, building a community, building feature that YouTube has that Apple Podcast or the other podcast directories don't provide.
No, you don't have a lot of options. You can leave a review, but the review is anonymous. Mm-hmm. And also, if it's nasty, it'll just stay there for everyone to see.
Yes.
And again, you'll have to contact Apple support to get them to take the nasty comment mm-hmm. off, which I'm still meaning to do for a past podcast. I just haven't got around it. So there's just this nasty, ugly comment that is not from a place of constructive criticism at all. Mm-hmm. Well, on YouTube and other platforms, you can take posts down that people post about mm-hmm. you, and you can hide it from your channel, and you have that control. And it's because, you know, it's just this nice environment for indie creators to actually help YouTube make money, mm-hmm. you know, and Apple Podcasts is totally in that market. And I think we're going to see a lot of advancements. But in the meantime, we're strongly, strongly recommending and making this the year. It's our mission for this year for our Podskies is to get podcasters onto YouTube quickly and to immediately start finding ways that you can repurpose your podcast into videos mm-hmm. and how it's just an explosion. And something that we're finding with right now, we're actually in the midst of creating a YouTube on podcasting course. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it with 18 founding members of the community who joined with us and are helping us. And we've been doing workshops with them, and they've been giving us sort of their input. And then we've been sharing some video lessons with them. And they're like, this whole new spark, creative mm-hmm. spark is hitting, which is that initial creative spark we had when we were first doing our podcast. So that's kind of reigniting. And then also to do keyword research, which is something you could do on YouTube. You can't really keyword research how to make yourself rank on Apple. That's mm-hmm. not in place. You can't title your episode something strategic and have that increase your chances of being able to rank on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool if you could, but you can't. There's no tools that are going to help you see what people are searching on Apple. And there's also really no way to search anything on Apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's very limited. That sucks. And what it causes is all this crazy social media chaos and podcasters pulling their hair out, not making any money, not establishing their brand, not getting anywhere. Come on, Apple. Sorry. You know, it's just like we put a lot of effort and a lot of work into these things, and we got into podcasting because, I mean, you could tell I'm passionate about it. I'm gonna calm down.
He is very passionate about it.
But the point I'm getting to is that is what we're trying to do for this year.
It was very hard for us to see people in our community, podcasters in our community, our clients and our students. I mean, they're so talented, so smart, and their podcasts are so well produced,
mm-hmm.
and not seeing them grow at a rate that is proportionate to the amount of effort that they're putting into producing their podcast and get the attention and the popularity that they deserve.
Yeah, and the influence.
The influence.
I think you said that perfectly. You've never quite put it like that before. Growing at a rate that's proportionate.
I don't even remember what I said. I'm going to have to go.
You're going to have to listen to this episode.
Sometimes I have those moments.
That was a really nice moment. Because it is, right? Like, if you're just going to get, you know, be very lazy and with your podcast and sort of hop on the Anchor app and just kind of, hey guys, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, then, and then be and moan about your podcast not being discovered. That's
mm-hmm.
one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like Veronica said, we have so many people in our community that are like just busting their ass, working so hard and putting out such good content and mm-hmm. learning how the social media platforms work and learning what works well on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And I mean, and putting so many hours into their podcast and still stuck at that 150 download mark
mm-hmm.
for every episode. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
And it's totally disproportionate, and it's totally to the amount of work they're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it's just kind of sad.
It is.
And so that's why we've made it our goal to push people onto YouTube, to push people out of their comfort zone, and to be more places at once.
Mm-hmm.
We're not telling you not to podcast on the directories. We're just saying, hang in there. They're going to catch up. Podcasting
is still
new.
There are
going to
be some changes. Yeah, we were comparing Apple Podcasts and you know, the other podcast platforms to what YouTube was back in the 2000s, in the beginning of the 2000s,
uh-huh.
when they were babies.
And
something that I learned this last weekend was that YouTube started as a dating platform, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they evolved into this crazy, huge video monster.
Yeah. It's the place that you go for video.
It's the place that you go for your information, for your tutorials, to learn new things, to quick fixes. Like, how do I fix my sink? How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I start my podcast?
Yeah.
And so we don't know where podcasting is heading. We want to have a presence in podcasting because I think there are big things coming,
huge things coming
for the podcast industry,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to miss out.
And for indie podcasters too,
mm-hmm.
it does come down to building your influence anywhere you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like I said, that's capital, right? That's your influence. You can bring that to the podcast players, and
mm-hmm.
you can stand out in your niche and in your field and have authority in whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool.
Yeah.
And YouTube is the easiest of all of the social platforms. You could call YouTube a social platform. You couldn't call the podcast directories a social platform.
No, it's not.
You know, so anyway, that's it. And with that, that's kind of, I think, where we were leading.
I feel better. Do you feel better?
I feel better.
Yeah.
I ranted. I mm-hmm. raved. I was hoping I would like cry, but I didn't. And with that, we love you guys, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And there you have it, Podski. What did you think of this episode? Slide into our DMs and let us know.
We make this show for you, and we'll love to learn your feedback. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at PodSoundSchool. Make sure you share a screenshot of this episode and tag us so we can give you some love on the Instas.
Yeah, and if you're interested in our feedback, we do pod audits most Thursdays live in our Facebook community, Podcasting for Bosses. These are 30-minute coaching sessions where we dissect your podcast, your social media, and your content. You'll find the sign-up sheet inside the group, podsoundschool.com/community.
And until next time,
happy casting, amigos!